Well, I was very pleased with the win today. I thought we came out. Northern Kentucky kind of put us on our heels to start the game with their ball pressure and their physicality. And I thought once we settled in after the first 8 minutes or so, I thought we played the last 75%, 70% of the game. I thought we played pretty well. I thought we did a really good job on their best player, the kid Persons. Holding him to one basket. We've been averaging, close to 20 a game over the past stretch. And, I thought we did a really good job attacking the basket. That was one thing we talked about. They were really trying to press up on our guards. And, we talked to those guys about just ripping through and driving. And, I think we had 22 points in the paint the first half. And, obviously for a guy like Trey, who struggled a little bit with his outside shot, to get 5 or 6 layups, I thought was key for him. And I thought a lot of guys played well. I thought one of the biggest catalysts of the game, though, was Scotty Lindsey. I thought his energy and his defense, forget about his 12 points, he gave us the scoring, but I thought his defense on Persons and his energy in the first half and his activity, I thought really got us going when we needed it. So that was great. So I'm open for questions.
Early in the game, especially in the opening couple minutes, Northern Kentucky really collapsed on Alex in the post, and he kind of spun into some of those traps. But he ended up finishing the 7 assists. He was able to look over the double teams well. Was that an adjustment that you had to kind of tell him to make, or is that something he did on his own?
Well, I thought he did a better job. They were swarming him, like you said. First couple times he struggled with it, but I thought as the game wore on, they really wanted to take him out of the game offensively. So I thought we did a better job kind of positioning guys for him to have his outlets for him to pass the ball. And like you said, 7 assists and still got his 6 rebounds. And although we would like to get a little bit more offensive production, I thought overall, after the first 5 or 6 minutes, his 4 game was pretty good. So. He did a better job with that. It's an ongoing thing. I mean, he struggled a little bit with double teams throughout his career, and something we continually work with him on. And it's not easy for bigger guys, especially teams, to do it well. So for him to have his 7 assists and only 2 turnovers, I thought was key. Yeah, he seemed to be fine. I think he just kind of strained his leg a little bit or something. But they told me he was fine to go back in the game. Late, so I think he'll be fine going forward. He kind of came up lame there and he was really grimacing, so I wanted to get him out so we could get him checked there and make sure nothing was seriously wrong.
Why is Big Loss struggling so
much? I think adjusting to the physicality and of the college game. I thought he was better in the second half. I think he just guys get their bodies into him, and he's a freshman, finding his way, and he's had some good games, and he's had some games he struggled, and the good thing for him is he's getting a lot of time to get great experience. And I always say, though, the experience is only good if you learn from it and improve upon it. So I did think he was better in the second half in terms of he was a little bit more aggressive, he was a little bit stronger with the ball. It's going to be a process with him, just like most of the other freshmen.
His body language indicates frustration.
Yeah. I think he has a great confidence in his ability. So I think anytime someone who's a good player is confident that they is not having the results that they want, especially a young player, you can show frustration. And we got to just continue to work with them and develop them. And, obviously, he's a big part of our future. So. Developing him and his skill set is going to be key for us going forward.
Coach, you mentioned obviously with Law struggling a little bit and some of the freshmen still throwing in their roles. How big is it for one of your veterans and perhaps your leader out there to train over and ignite that run like
you did? I thought it was great. I think the thing I loved about it is he was able to get a number of layups. Trey's been struggling a little bit with his outside shot, and so you always. with guys who are shooters, you never want to talk too much to them about it because it can become a mental thing. So as long as they're taking the right shots and they're taking good shots, you want to continue to shoot. And you know, I always have thought though, for you know, a guy who can score, if you're having a hard time putting it in the basket, the two best ways to get yourself out of it are to get layups and free throws. And I thought he was able to do both of those things tonight, and then that opened it up to take some jump shots in the second half. So I thought overall Trey played a really good game for it.
Chris, you spent 3 months talking about everything to do with the freshman.
Yeah.
Now comes league play.
Yeah.
What's going to be most new for them there, and is there any way to prepare them for it? Is it
yeah.
have to experience it fully?
I think they're going to have to experience it. I think it's like anything, the level of intensity is going to go up. You know, the level of scouting is going to go up because you have teams that know each other so well, the preparation is so good, and the coaching is so good in our conference, that you really have to be sharp, you have to be disciplined, you have to play hard every possession of every game, and for young players, that's a hard thing, you know, and we're still developing that, and, you know, our older guys can help them as we go into Tuesday, but you know, part of them is going to have to be getting out there and seeing it for themselves and understanding what it takes to be successful in our league.
When you look at where you were last year after the non-conference schedule, obviously, I think you're, what, three wins better this year. What are the biggest differences you see in yourself as a coach between last year's non-conference and this year's?
I think obviously last year for me, I mean, it was my first go around and not really having a great feel for the guys we had. There was a feeling out process, I thought, the whole non-conference. You know, how could we best utilize our personnel? You know, them figuring out me figuring out them. You know, I think for the most part, you know, we're way ahead in terms of those things. You know, I feel like I'm, as a coach, you feel like you get better with experience as well, just like a player. So I mean, I think I'm a better coach than I was, you know, a year ago, just from having been through a whole year and, you know, having been through a lot of different game situations. You know, I was proud. Obviously, you would have liked me to like to won a couple more of these games, but you know, I thought overall in the non-league to win the 9 games and. You know, to especially we were able to win some games. Maybe last year I don't think we would have won. You know, the North Florida game, the Elon game. You know, some of those games that you know we were struggling and kind of trying to find our way. Last year we didn't find a way to win those games. So I think we've grown in those areas. And you know, now it's like I told our guys. You know, coming into that we. If we want to play for anything of any significance, then you have to play well in November and December. And you know, for us to get the 9 wins, you know, it's a really good start to the season. And now, you know, we'll get what we earn in the league. And everybody's 0-0. And we start fresh with the Big Ten play on Tuesday.
What's this game's identity now?
We're young. Look, our guys are getting better. We're playing hard. You know, I think that has got to be our identity. With so much youth on the floor, we're going to make mistakes. I mean, that's just it is what it is. I mean, that's part of growing up and getting better and going through some of the growing pains and having a lot of young guys. So, you know, I think for us, our identity has got to be as a team that plays hard and competes every night. And if we do that, then, you know, I feel confident that we'll put ourselves in position to win some games. And really, that's all you can ask. And, you know, it's, you know, for all of them, I mean, we're going to have nights, I've said it, and we've had you know, we're going to have nights where we look really young and like we haven't played much basketball before. But then there's going to be stretches where we look pretty good. And I thought for a big stretch of today, I thought we looked pretty good out there. And I feel like our guys are getting better. So that's really encouraging for me.
But have they bought into that idea that they have to compete every night and play hard?
I think they're getting it. You know, I think they're getting it. If they, you know, I don't think they're going to fully get it until we get in the league play. You know, because for a lot of them, it's going to be all new to them. But I think we're in a better place in terms of that than we were a couple weeks ago. So I'm encouraged by those signs. Yeah, I mean, Jershon started to do, I was hoping to have him available for some minutes, and he just wasn't quite ready. We were hoping to play him a little bit today, just get some minutes on, but, you know, right now it's kind of a day-to-day thing, and just depending on how he feels, and once he feels like, you know, he's, you know, got his legs back underneath him, and is feeling good about playing in the game. So he was able to practice a little bit the last couple of days, ever since we've been back from Christmas, so. We're optimistic that once we head into league play, you know, we can have him, you know, at least in a limited role initially as he continues to get healthy.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Trey Dempsey and Brian McIntosh next.